The letter to Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy our brother, to Philemon, our beloved and fellow worker, and to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers, hearing of the love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. I pray that our fellowshipping of your faith may result in our coming to acknowledge every good thing which is in you in Christ. Already I had much joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, our brother. Thus, although I have all boldness in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet I prefer to appeal to you for love's sake. I, Paul, an old man, and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Paul's appeal for Onesimus. He was once unprofitable to you, but now he is profitable to you and to me. He is as my very heart, and it is he whom I have sent back to you. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent, so that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own free will. For this, perhaps, is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So if you consider me your partner, take him into your home as you would me. But if he has wronged you at all or owes you something, put that on my bill. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay any debt, even though you owe me for your own self. Yes, brother, let me profit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. I write to you having confidence in your obedience, knowing you will do what I ask. But meanwhile, I also prepare for me a lodging, for I hope that through your prayers I shall be restored to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.